Over 100 years ago, on a Monday when the museum was closed to the public, a former Louvre employee named Vincenzo Perugia walked in and stole the Mona Lisa from the walls of the museum. 2 years later, Perugia was arrested attempting to sell the painting to the Uffizi Gallery in his native Italy. For the 2 years that its whereabouts were unknown, the fame, intrigue, and value surrounding the painting grew. Although theories behind his motivations vary, Perugia claimed to have stolen the painting for political reasons. He wanted to return the work back to its country of origin. The case brings up interesting questions about what would have happened to the notoriety and worldwide fame of the Mona Lisa if Perugia had chosen a different work to steal that morning. But it also brings up the concept of repatriation. Art repatriation refers to the return of cultural objects to their country of origin. Although Perugia mistakenly believed that the Mona Lisa was originally taken by Napoleon, Napoleon was indeed responsible for plundering art from Italy and other conquered territories.